Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Logical Soul Talk. My name is Michael Craig, and I'm your host for this weekly talk radio program that lets me interview some really interesting folks, the ones I consider to be the best, brightest, and probably the most creative people in the world. During this 30-minute program, I'll focus mainly on some of the turning points in their lives, the people who influence them the most, and mainly the decisions that they made that brought them to success and their current projects and things that they're working on. And that's going to be the case today, as you'll see. Now, as a chiropractor for many years, a little background here, I discovered that most people, including myself, have an underlying pattern of what I call hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, or even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions form our reality and affect our motivation and our destiny. And consequently, these hidden decisions can either propel us to greatness or lead us to self-sabotage or failure. And quite by accident many years ago, I discovered I could access and change these hidden decisions to allow amazing results to happen in my own and other people's lives. And you can get more information on this discovery and natural process at www.logicalsoul.com. I also host a monthly meetup group here in the Atlanta area, and if you're in the area, be sure to check it out on the same website. Also, I'm offering a free video on my number one tactic on how you can turn your passion into an abundance of cash or income. Check it out at www.passiontocashvideo.com. That's passiontocashvideo.com, where you can see the video and get more information on that other program. Now, a little bit about the guests. They're selected simply because I'm interested in what they're doing. They may be rich, famous, talented, or simply great human beings. All of them, however, possess something I find rare in an individual, and that is a passion or determination for what they do. They've made some strong decisions early in their lives that led them to their current success or achievements. And my goal in interviewing them here, is to probe a little bit and discover their pattern of life decisions and how they arrived at what they're doing right now. And this will allow you as my listeners to maybe pick up some special nuggets that will add to your motivation and nourish your own seeds of success. So listen to what they have to say. A lot of what they have to say also has to do with some really special projects and really special ideas that my current guest, Darren Jacklin, tonight is going to be talking about. After about 10 or 15 minutes, I invite you to please call in with your comments and your questions. Our phone number is area code 347-843-4544. That's 347-843-4544. And if you're listening to this program as a podcast after the fact, then obviously you can't call in, but we invite you to write me at drcraig@logicalsoul.com if you have a comment, or just go to blogtalkradio.com/logicalsoul and leave your comments and questions there. So let me tell you a little bit about Darren. He was on my show, it wasn't too long ago, and we had some really interesting conversations then. And also I went out to San Francisco just recently and had a real chance to meet with Darren. I'd met him last year in Savannah, Georgia at a conference, and also I'm going to be seeing him probably in December. We're speaking at the same conference together called the Love and Money Summit, which you'll be hearing more about. And Darren is quite a fascinating guy. We made an instant bond, and I really like the guy. I mean, he's full of energy, full of talent, very, very open to things. He's also very, very strong in his ability to attract things and manifest things. In fact, he's got the title, or people call him the Mega Manifester, because he's so capable of making things happen in his lives. In his life and other people's lives. And without further ado, I'm just going to bring Darren on. And welcome back to the show, Darren. It's not been too long, but I couldn't wait to get you back here. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Michael. I'm very grateful to be on this show today.
And you've got a really special project going now, and it has to do with what I call the rich kids. But basically, it's a book you've just written, or you're in the process of writing, called 101 Ways Your Kids Can Make Money, The Secrets About Money That You Don't Learn in School. And you told me the story about that, and it's really fascinating. Let our listeners know exactly how you came about this project and what happened, and then we'll talk about where that's leading.
Sure. When I was 7 years old, I set up my first little company called Rent-A-Kid back in Swift Current, Saskatchewan, Canada, about 17,000 people in that little city. And about a year and a half ago, I was in the shower one day doing an attitude of gratitude exercise, just being grateful for all the things I'm grateful for in my life. And it came to me in the shower to create a project to make a difference in kids' lives around the planet. So I jumped out of the shower, ran to my journal, started writing and writing and writing and writing, and I came up with an idea called 101 Ways Your Kids Can Make Money. 101 Ways Your Kids Can Make Money. So what I did is I set out on an adventure with family and friends and neighbors and relatives, and I have a massive network around the world for being a top corporate trainer over the last 15 years. So I went out and interviewed kids by telephone with permission from parents and legal guardians between the ages of 6 and 18 years of age. And these kids come from all walks of life, all different states, provinces, countries, all different denominations, all different backgrounds. And these kids are remarkable because they're boys and girls from ages 6 to 18 that are running little businesses, little hobbies, little projects after school, in the evenings, on the weekends, during summer holidays, and during times away from school. And these kids are making money. I mean, these kids are 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all the way up to 18 years of age. These kids are making money, anything from, you know, a few dollars a month to over $20,000 a month. In fact, some of these kids are not even of the age of 10 years of age, and they're already self-made millionaires. And no, they did not come from affluent families. They did not win lotteries. They're not, money that's been handed down through life insurance policies or wills or estates. These are kids that have been just massive action. They've got a product, a service, an idea, or a business opportunity, and they went out there through their neighborhoods, family, friends, relatives, some of them via the Internet today. We have one little kid grew up in Vernon, British Columbia, Canada, in the Okanagan Valley. Now he's living outside of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. At age 3, Ryan Ross started selling farm-fresh chicken eggs to his church every Sunday morning for $2.40 a month Canadian. By the age of 5, he had enough money in his piggy bank that he put a down payment on a real estate project. And by 8 years of age, he was a self-made millionaire. If you want to check out his website, wow, go to www.tinytrump.com. Just like Donald Trump, tinytrump.com. You can follow him on Twitter as well as social networking. He just booked his first speaking engagement. He's now 9 years old. For Keller Williams Real Estate out of California in the United States of America. And he's going to have over 35,000 people. And he's the keynote speaker coming up in the spring of 2011. So we've got kids that are selling, you know, coat hangers, wire coat hangers. You're getting them from their neighborhood, friends and family, and they're going to the dry cleaners and selling for 3 cents a piece. We've got kids from all walks of life that are doing humanitarian projects. So what we've done now is we've interviewed close to 50 kids from all over the world, from many different countries. It's going to be in the month of October of 2011. It's going to be converted into a 10-audio CD program or MP3 program so the kids can listen to it. And what it teaches them is life skills. It teaches them about how money works and how business ideas work and things that you're never taught in public or private education. We're going to have it transcribed into a book. And then just recently I had a couple meetings in Hollywood, California in regards to turning this into a motion picture movie. So we have kids from all over the world, all different backgrounds, all different walks of life, mentoring other kids in the public and private education system, to teaching kids through mentorship, coaching, leadership, and guidance, life skills to develop self-esteem, self-confidence, communication skills. And to top it off, I'm huge into humanitarian and philanthropy stuff, and I believe in paying it forward and making a difference. So we've created an alignment now with an organization called Kiva, which is www.kiva.org. And their whole mission is, they're around for about 3 years now, they're over $100 million in microfinancing loans with a 98.8% return rate on over $100 million. So that's a good business model, a good track record. So for every time that we sell a book or we sell an audio program or we sell the movie as a DVD on the road, what we're going to do is we're going to then lend $25 out to someone around the world who's an entrepreneur, and we're going to alleviate poverty one person at a time, because Kiva.org, every 14 seconds on the planet, is alleviating somebody from poverty. And I get excited about that. I get turned on and passionate about that. And I want these kids around the world who are difference makers. But also what we're going to do is a great business model we have through our masterminding is we're going to create joint venture partners with all these kids from around the world. And what we're going to do with these kids is these kids are going to become our affiliates. They're going to become our marketing machine. So when they go to school or they're with their family, their friends, they can tell their family and friends about the 101 Ways Your Kids Can Make Money project, and they get paid a commission, which then goes through PayPal.com that their parents or legal guardians will administer, and that's a down payment towards college or university education when they graduate from high school.
Wow. Wow. That's just, that's really a... That's quite a speech there, Darren. I had a question I was going to ask you about. Well, let's see, what about this? What about, I think you pretty much splattered the wall with the whole thing. That is absolutely amazing. Let me clarify a little bit, though. You did mention this one fellow who I think TinyTrump.com, isn't he the one that he's not old enough to play in a sports franchise, so he bought the franchise, or is that someone else you're talking about?
Yeah, his dream, I've met him a few times in person. We've had lunch together. I just spoke to him on the phone recently. His dream, he's Canadian like I am. I'm a Canadian citizen. His dream is to play in the National Hockey League, but he's not big enough and strong enough as a Canadian hockey player. So his dream is when he turns 18 years of age in the country of Canada, he can legally, by law, buy a franchise, a hockey franchise. So his intention is to have enough money in the bank and enough partners or joint venture partners that he can buy a National Hockey League franchise because he's one of the franchise owners of the hockey team. Well, guess what? He can play on the hockey team, and that gets his entry into the National Hockey League as a owner as well as a player. So I guess if you have a dream as a sports athlete as a kid, whether you're a boy or girl and you'd never make it to the Olympics, you'd never make it to a sports team, if you can go out and create a business, get some mentors, get some role models, get some coaches, and take massive consistent action with your product, your service, or idea, you can have enough cash over the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years to put a down payment on a National Hockey League or a sports franchise of your choice anywhere around the world.
Wow. I wonder if I could ever earn enough money to buy the Atlanta Braves. That would be my dream.
Well, I interviewed a kid recently who actually, that's one of his goals. He's 13 years old. His goal is to actually be one of the co-owners of the Atlanta Braves team. So it's interesting you brought that up.
Interesting. I'd like to
partner with him.
I would love to just hang around. That is so fascinating, Darren. There's a couple of things. One of them is what you're talking about, 101 ways your kids can make money. It sounds like, you know, because the education is so poorly lacking in our schools about money and about entrepreneurship, that this could apply to adults. Have adults in it? Can I take this course too, or, you know?
Well, you know, the thing is that these kids keep it so simple. We've got kids right now in the public high school system, and these are kids that just come from regular families, not affluent families. These are just regular kids. They've got an iPhone or a BlackBerry because most kids have disposable income that are in, you know, middle school or high school. And these kids got iPhones and BlackBerries and cellular phones and iPads, and they're using, you know, Facebook and Twitter. We got some kids. I'll give you an example. There's two kids in Provo, Utah we interviewed. They're both brothers, and one's 14 years of age, one's 17 years of age. And these two kids are making over $500 a day consistently through search engine optimization. We got another guy who's from Chicago, just graduated from high school, just turned, he was almost 18 when we did the recording for 101 Ways Your Kids Can Make Money. This guy was making over $20,000 a month off of his iPhone while going to high school full time, public school. He started his first disc jockey business when he was 12 years old, and all he did is he found a way to monetize, which means turn Facebook and Twitter into cash flow. We've got kids that are teaching business people that are in Rotary Clubs, Chamber of Commerce, Women in Business Groups, church groups that have been around for 20, 30, 40 years that are in the old school of business thought, but these kids are just whippersnappers when it comes to internet marketing and social media and Facebooking and Twittering and blogging. These kids live and breathe the computers and the internet because that's what they grew up in. That's all they know. So they know how to monetize this stuff and turn it into cash flow. So some of the old men and women that are in old school and business, they don't know how to wrap their head around the computer and internet and social media marketing and, you know, friending your friends on Facebook or Twitter and a message, but these kids do it all the time because they're always text messaging. So these kids are just super smart from all walks of life, and I'm so inspired by what they're doing to make a difference, and because we're helping alleviate poverty, we're educating these kids, we're teaching them life skills. It's not rah-rah fluff, it's not kumbaya stuff. This is stuff that's specific and measurable, that's life-changing, that they can use for the rest of their lives to make the planet and to get people working and create entrepreneurship and make a difference on this planet in corporate America, corporate Canada, and business around the world so we can make the world a better place and leave it better and leave a lasting legacy.
Speaking of which, you got me involved with the Kiva Project, which I'm glad to say I'm part of the group, and it seems like it's growing all the time. I've also got a link on today's blog at logicalsoul.com I upped the link there to where if you click on that link, Kiva Project, it'll take you to our team page, and then you can click join now to join the Kiva Project through this group. And I tell you, if you join Darren's group, it's going to be dynamite because this guy is going to take it places. I can tell you that right now. I'm really proud to be a part of that.
Yeah, it's free to join. And here's the key thing with Kiva.org. For as low as $25, you can borrow that from your kids if you're a parent or an adult. There's a lot of kids, you know, making $25 a day. The thing is with the $25 is you get a chance to go on to Kiva.org, and you get a chance to look at all these profiles of men and women. Just like when you're on Facebook, you're checking out people's profiles, or on LinkedIn.com, you just check out all these people's profiles, and for as low as $25, you can lend the money out to somebody in 205 different countries. And what I'm excited about is we're getting the kids through the project of 101 Ways Your Kids Can Make Money. These kids from ages 6 to 18 are getting excited about seeing kids in other countries from around the world in 205 different countries. So not only is it an educational tool, they also learn about the mindset of prosperity and abundance. Because, you know, when somebody says to me, life is difficult, my response is, compared to what? You think it's tough in the United States of America or Canada? Compared to other countries, we are so blessed. We are so fortunate. You spend more money on parking or bus transportation than people making an entire month in third world countries.
Oh,
you spend more today at Starbucks on a coffee than people making an entire week.
Oh, I know. It's phenomenal. Yeah, back in 87, I spent 4.5 months in Sri Lanka, and then I came back to this country and realized how wasteful we truly are, you know, because I really cut it to the bone when I was there. I sort of went native a little bit. And, it's definitely we live in a wasteful country. However, you know, we enjoy spending money, but it gets out of hand because we have nothing to compare it to, you know. And so we feel like we're spoiled. Well, we do get spoiled because we don't realize that there are a lot of people that don't have a dollar today to eat on. So that what you're doing is phenomenal, Darren. Let me ask you this. You said the book is not out yet, or the course is not out or available yet, or is there something people can get right now, get on to right now, other than the
Keyword? Everything's going to be released in October of 2011. We've got a 10-audio CD program MP3 download coming out with all the interviews of all the kids from around the world from ages 6 to 18. And then we've got somebody transcribing all those audios into an actual book. And then we're in collaboration right now with some Hollywood film producers in regards to turning into a motion picture movie where these kids that are actually featured in 101 Ways Your Kids Can Make Money, they're going to audition for the parts. Because some kids are great at little businesses, but some kids are not great in being on television. It's just not a match. It's not their skill set or strength.
Right.
So we are building some websites right now. The best way to follow us is go to your website, logicalsoul.com, and click on the link to join us at kiva.org. I'm not going to release today our websites right yet just because I don't have permission from my dream team to do that because we're just – my webmaster will say, Darren, because we've got multiple websites we're creating. Here's what we're doing. We're going to build a machine that is going to change the world. We're going to educate and teach kids life skills that are specific and measurable. We're going to help alleviate poverty. So we've got a couple different internet websites, but I'm not sure exactly what our main website is going to be.
Sure.
So what we're going to do is if you can join us at kiva.org, go to your website, then once people join our community and they start helping us alleviate poverty, I'll make an announcement in the coming weeks on what we can do.
Yeah.
And if people want to be an affiliate or they want to be, if they've got kids or you're an adult and want to supplement their income, definitely keep in touch with me because we'll send you a link. We're going to do some webinars and teleseminars to educate you step by step on how you can create some affiliate income, helping us make a difference in these people's lives all over the planet and to really serve and contribute to people's lives. Because it's all about making a difference. It's all about passing on, paying it forward, and really contributing to people's lives.
Really powerful stuff. So anybody interested, go to the September 14th blog post on logicalsoul.com. There's a link that says his group in the Kiva Project is highlighted, and you can just click on that about halfway through the blog post and join Darren and my group. And we'd love to have you on board. And it's really, really powerful, Darren, what you're doing, and I really appreciate it. Something I wanted to say. I got a silent spot here. I don't know. My mind went blank. Keep talking.
Sure. Well, one of the things is with these kids is they come from all walks of life, all different backgrounds. And I love telling stories about these kids because they're so inspirational. We've got kids that have pet-sitting businesses. Some kids are cutting grass. They're shoveling sidewalks. They're trading hockey cards and baseball cards at school. We've got some kids that are going to school and they're washing their friends' uniforms coming home. We've got kids that are doing magic shows to car washes to selling lemonade stands. We've got kids that are doing internet marketing where they'll find a product or service on the internet, they'll create a website, and then they'll market that product or service through their website, and then they get a piece of the action. We've got kids doing movie reviews for various different companies and getting paid for that. We've got kids that are affiliate marketers. We've got kids that are monetizing and making serious money. We got a lot of kids that are making more money in a month than their school teachers are making. We've got kids that are making more money in a month or a year than their parents are. Mm. And it's not about the money. That's just a tool. It's about what we can do with it, how we can make the world a better place, how we can alleviate poverty, how we can help people out, how we can do humanitarian philanthropy work. The money's just a measuring tool. But the thing is, it's teaching these kids the life skills of self-esteem, self-confidence, communication skills, negotiation skills, listening skills, public speaking skills. I've got some of these kids that I've been mentoring between the ages of 6 and 18 that are now doing public talks. They're now doing media interviews. And it's just exciting chatting with them on email and Facebook. Today I was on, just before I did this call, I was in the Netherlands, in Amsterdam, Holland, with one of our guys who's 17 over there. Just fascinating. He was telling me about a new business deal he got going and stuff. So it's really cool what people are doing to make a difference. And I'm excited by them.
I have a question for you, Darren. Obviously, you're attracted to this because I think you as a child also had some of that tendency to sort of go out there and make it happen. And I know a lot of people have. I did. I mean, I had a stand that I set up usually a week after Halloween where I would sell all the candy I got for free to all the kids for having I'd sell all my candy and comic books and stuff like that. And I was going really great guns until my dad came up and asked if I'd file my taxes and got my license. And of course, what happens, as soon as he made it complicated, I immediately shut down, and that part of me shut down. So I know there are a lot of adults, for example, who may be out there who have great ideas or had great ideas as kids and sort of got waylaid along the way. Have you found that the kids that you're talking with, are their parents supportive for the most part? They may not be rich, but are they supportive? In other words, do the parents hold the space for them to make this money?
In most cases, yes, but not in all cases. We've had some parents have been very resistant to it. Some kids I've interviewed that, for example, have got an acting job, or they've got a modeling job, or they've got something, in Hollywood or something like that, that, they try out for a part, and all of a sudden their life changed in a very short period of time of 6 months to a year, and the parents were not able to adjust to that change. And, travel schedule, driving the kid all over the place to conference calls, to hire an attorney for the family to look after legal contracts, to managing a bank account. Because some parents are thinking, just wait a second, these are just kids. This is my baby. This is my son or my daughter. What are we doing here? Like, let's grow up and just be kids. Let's enjoy life as a kid and live in the moment, not try to run a business. So, there's been some of both. My approach is life skills. Let's have fun. Number one thing, let's have fun. Let's do it with high levels of integrity where your values and behaviors are aligned and your consistent action. And let's make a difference. So let's play this as a game, just like Robert Kiyosaki, the New York Times bestseller who wrote a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and played the casual board game. This is all about experiential learning. It's all about auditory, visual, and kinesthetic learning. So we have fun. We set the lemonade stand to play a game. One thing about kids is they're busy to take action. You see, I for the last 15 years, I've been very blessed to travel around this planet as one of the top corporate trainers in North America. And I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I was doing some corporate training with a client, a financial firm. They have four people in their financial firm, but they control over and manage over $100 million in assets. And we were talking yesterday in regards to what's going on right now is a lot of parents and legal guardians and grandparents realize that in the last 2 years with the state of the economy, they can no longer pay for the college or university tuition. I've met many parents in the last 16 to 18 months working on this project where they've had to dip into the financial savings of their kids' education funds that are set aside 10, 15, 20 years from now because of tough economic times. But if we can teach these kids the mindset of how to be difference makers, how to be go-givers, how to have the entrepreneurial mindset, I've always believed we should have two public school systems. One is to teach kids how to get a job. There's nothing wrong with work getting a job. And the other system is to teach kids how to become entrepreneurs. Because we've got kids who think outside the box. They're creative. They have incredible genius ability. Whether it's music, art, to sports, to talent, to business, to construction, to architect, to science, to design. Mm-hmm. But these kids are squashed with their talent and their ability by the time they're 10 years of age.
Right.
And I want them to keep expanding their creativity because, you know what, we can help, these kids can help eradicate disease. These kids can help eradicate poverty. These kids can help create future trends and industries and careers that will employ thousands of people and create lots of jobs and spinoffs, you know, for years to come. They can put our planet back in better shape environmentally. So we got to empower these kids. We got to mentor these kids. We got to give these people a chance to dream and to dream big so they can become future leaders and make the world a better place so we can save our planet and save the children, save the whales, save the animals, save everything and make a positive difference and make a lasting legacy. And so it's about inspiring these kids, but it's also about leading from the front because talk is cheap. These kids watch our actions. We've got to be consistent with our behavior, and that's why it's important to lead from the front and to mentor these kids and to empower them and then connect them to other kids who are doing well from all different walks of life via the Internet through webinars and teleseminars and teleconferences, and then set it up that's user-friendly and parent-friendly that we can empower these kids to make a difference in lives to come. And then teach them all the principles of how to manage money, how to tithe, how to pay it forward, how to be difference makers, how to be go-givers, not go-getters, how to say when they meet somebody, how may I help you versus what can I get from you or what's in it for me, saying how can I serve you, how can I help you, how can I make a difference, how can I contribute to your life, how can I be a go-giver, not a go-getter.
Quick point here because we only got a couple of minutes, and I wanted to mention that basically what you're talking about is you're saying adults either get on board or get out of the way. And I've noticed that most adults, like I said earlier, don't have this enthusiasm. They've lost this enthusiasm. They've lost their passion. Mm-hmm. Kids still have it, you know? And so, you know, this course that I've created, which you're basically coming on board with me, and I appreciate that, it's called Branding from the Soul, is to address that deficiency in adults and to bring them back into their passion so they can begin to discover that little kid, begin to discover what is it that makes them tick and how can I make some money at it? So, So Darren is going to be a part of this, and branding from the soul, and I'm going to have some stuff as we go along. Right now you can get that, as I said, that free video on learning how to do that at passiontocashvideo.com, and I'll let you know when this program is up and running. But it's real important, Darren, I think, that the adults are either on board or they just get out of the way, you know?
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because these kids, I tell you, they're smart. Like, I go to them for collaboration. And it's amazing that these kids, like, they're teaching me stuff about Facebook and Twitter and about the Internet. I'm just blown away. They're teaching me about blogging. This is stuff, like, they're learning stuff so fast, it's unbelievable. So rather than trying to reinvent the wheel, why try to do it the hard way? Why not learn from these kids who are unstoppable? Unstoppable. And so why not get these kids on your dream team? Like, I'm helping these kids with the affiliate marketing. They're going to help us create our webinars, our teleseminars, because these are kids that have no limits when it comes to dreaming big, and they're going to help us. And
well, in return, I'm ready.
They're going to be investors and joint venture partners and make a huge difference on the planet, and we're going to help out Kiva.org and alleviate poverty one person at a time. It's going to be fantastic.
Wow, you sold me. I'm ready to get some involved, so absolutely. But as I said, because I know what it's like to be an adult and having lost my passion along the way, I developed this basically as a way to pull myself out of the gutter and also help other people to do that. Darren, you've been tremendous. I really applaud what you're doing. It's a fantastic program. This 101 Ways book that's coming out and the course is coming out. It's too bad we have to wait a year for it, but I know you're going to be in touch with these people. And as I said, go to the September 14th blog post and look for the link to Kiva.org and sign up to where your $25 can change the world and start making a difference in people's lives. And believe me, it's going to be fantastic. So, Darren, thank you. We've got about 30 seconds. You want to wrap up? Before we get started, I want to mention that next week I'm going to be interviewing Dr. Brenda Wade. She's going to be returning to the Logical Soul Talk. I've had her on before. She's written 3 books. She's also heading up the Love and Money Summit, which is coming up December 11th through or 9th through 12th, I believe it is. And so, Darren, we're running out of time, unfortunately. Put in a few words, and then we got to go.
You bet. The 101 Ways Your Kids Can Make Money will be out in October 2010. The movie will be coming out in October 2011.
Thanks. Logical Soul Talk. See you next time.